Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
This is the Fox Bet Sports Action Podcast. Fox Bet. Make the call. Download the app today. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Now here's Mark Madden, Adam Crowley, and Tim Benz.
Another episode of the Fox Bet You Make the Call podcast. Tim Benz, Mark Madden, and Adam Crowley in this week for Mike Prisuta. You make the call and you download the app, 1-800-GAMBLER, if you've got a gambling problem. I don't have a problem right now because I am going the Metallica route. I keep riding the Lightning and I keep winning and it's going great. The Lightning have won convincingly in game one. They didn't play that great in the second period of game two, yet they win anyway. I could see this one ending a hell of a lot quicker than I originally anticipated, Mark. I thought Carey Price might steal a game and maybe their system might steal a game. Heck, this one might end in three as opposed to six, though.
Well, forget Ride the Lightning. I'm in favor of Killing Them All, which was an earlier Metallica album. If Montreal was going to win a game and get back in the series, it was going to be last night. They outshot Tampa 43-23. They badly outplayed them for the entirety of that second period, but couldn't seize the lead. And then they made that mistake. They tried to attack off the rush when there was not enough time to attack off the rush. But there was enough time to turn it over and let Tampa attack off the rush, which is what happened. And Coleman did that marvelous extension, got his stick on the puck last and knocked it in for goal with 1.1 second left. And as soon as that puck went in, I said, okay, that's the series. That's the end of the Stanley Cup final. And I'll be surprised if that's not what comes to pass.
Yeah, how about Enter Sandman, because it's going to put me to sleep. I mean, I know the outcome already. The second that the clock hit zeros in last night's game was over, the series is over. Tampa did not play their best game, not by a long shot. Montreal put their foot on the gas, and they faltered. They lost. You're going back to Montreal, but in front of 3,500 fans, this one is done, and I'm going to watch the Captain Marvel movies instead.
And by the way, how dumb is it that Montreal is only allowed 3,500 fans in the arena, but there's over 20,000 gathered outside, shoulder to shoulder, to watch the event on the big screen. It proves what I've always said about Canada. It's a dumbass country, and it's America's hat.
The money line is 138, minus 138 for Tampa. Canadians plus 120. The total goals minus 225 for over 4.5. The goal spread right now, if you're looking for any value there, the goal spread, Canadians at minus 2.5 is minus 500. Tampa at minus 2.5 is plus 360. That, of course, is including overtime for the playoffs. You guys, anything tickle your fancy there? Are you leaning high-scoring game, low-scoring game? Is this one of these where Tampa ends up winning like a low scoring contest just because they're better now and more equipped than Vegas ever was to play the kind of game that Montreal tries to make people play?
I don't know that Tampa's playing the kind of game Montreal likes to make people play, Tim. I just think they have more skill and speed than Vegas. Vegas was so weak down the middle. Montreal knew that. They exploited it. Tampa's deeper up front. They're better up front. They have legitimate centers. And they're getting behind the Montreal defense just enough to spread that trap out. It's not Tampa playing Montreal's game. It's Tampa, however, subtly, and not necessarily every shift, but they're forcing Montreal away from their game. And Carey Price is tired. He's just all in. He's done all he can, and now he's letting in too many goals. That's not to say he's playing bad, but too many goals is too many goals.
The first goal he didn't see, or at least the entirety of Canadian media made me – want to hear, or they wanted to hear that he didn't see it. That's a shot he probably needs to stop. Regardless, I think if the Canadians win a game this series, I think it'll be the next one. But, I mean, there's just such a talent discrepancy between these two. You've got the defending Stanley Cup champions with an all-star roster going up against a team that had 59 points in the regular season that's just been waiting to turn back into a pumpkin. if they win one, it's this next one. But, you know, I wouldn't be shocked if it winds up in a sweep.
For whom the bell tolls, it tolls for the Canadians. We could do this all day. What do you think the odds are? We can't really set odds based on percentages, but Mark, what do you think the percent chance is that Marc-Andre Fleury is back in Vegas next year?
Well, first off, I prefer Megadeth to Metallica, and I think the next two games of the Stanley Cup Final could indeed be a symphony of destruction. Marc-Andre Fleury ain't coming back to Pittsburgh. I thought it was possible until he won the Vezina Trophy. Now Vegas just can't trade their most popular player who just won the Vezina Trophy because of one mistake and because the coach seems to prefer Lehner the first chance he gets. And that's a shame for Mark in some ways, because I think DeBar will put the screws to him and go with Lehner the first chance he gets next year as well. Let's not forget, this is the second playoff in a row where DeBar is finagled with the goaltending at Marc-Andre Fleury's expense. But I think he's comfortable playing in Vegas. He likes living there. His family likes it. His kids, some of them are in school. So I just think that the Knights can't trade him now. They can't trade the Vezina Trophy winner, who's also their most popular player. It might actually make sense to do in the mind of DeBoer and even hockey management. Let's keep in mind, there was a deal in place last year to send Fleury back to Pittsburgh. And I was told that Knights ownership, not the GM, that Knights ownership were reneged on it, wouldn't let it happen, because of Fleury's popularity and his status as a cornerstone of the franchise since day one. It ain't going to happen now after a Vezina if it didn't happen then.
Yeah, I don't have much to add to that. If ownership wasn't willing to part ways with Marc-Andre Fleury before he was the league's best goaltender, they're not going to be willing to do so after. I had thought that the way the playoffs pulled out with Pete DeBoer being really, I thought, stupid with his goaltending decisions, I thought that there might be a shot, and I thought that there might be a shot for the Penguins or another team to not have to pay what would be fair market value. But now I don't think that there's really much of a chance of him moving. And if he does, you know, does Pittsburgh even have what it takes to make a deal like that happen? Probably not.
Fox Bet, You Make the Call podcast. Adam Crowley in for Mike today. Tim Benz, Mark Madden with you as always. If you do download the app, follow my advice when it comes to the Pirates, too. Great mockery I got on this podcast last week when I said bet on the Pirates a few times over the weekend against the struggling St. Louis Cardinals, and it worked out 3 out of 4 times. And then I said turn right around and bet against them when they go to Colorado. Well, that was 3 for 3. The numbers are stunning when it comes to the Pirates and what they just did, or better said, Mark, what they didn't do in Colorado. They played 27 innings of baseball against the Colorado Rockies and failed to score in 26 of them in Denver, for God's sakes. That's how bad this team is, and that's how good the Rockies are at home versus on the road, where they're terrible away from Denver. But they made the Pirates look stupid in this series.
The Pirates just stink. I mean, we analyzed them not scoring a run in 2 games in Colorado, almost getting no hit, only 7 hits in those 2 games, all singles. There's no analysis necessary past saying they stink. I mean, I love it when people talk about, well, they need to do this and the hitting coach and blah, blah, blah. There is just an abject lack of talent there, save maybe 3 hitters in the order. Their pitchers all stink. Whenever they win 6 of 9, as they did, to spur self-flagellatory optimism among the Pirate faithful, those who are left, people just don't get that happens with every team once in a while, every season, no matter how bad they are. The Pirates, these last 3 games in Denver, those are the real Pirates.
Well, and Dayon wrote something to the effect of a disgraceful weekend series for the Pirates, and, you know, he was crushing them. And what do you expect? I mean, you could say you expect better than scoring in just 1 inning, right, or whatever it was over the weekend, but why would you expect that when you look at the guys that they're trotting out there? They have, like you said, 2 or 3 good hitters. But apart from that, I mean, it's not a major league lineup. So when stuff like this happens, it's not a disgrace. It should be the expected.
Now they got Milwaukee coming in. -250 for Milwaukee tonight, +200 for the Pirates.
Well, Kim, I don't give a rat's ass about the gambling aspect of it. It's reopening day with Big and Rich. Or is it Rich and Big? Or is it Big and Tall? Or is it sponsored by DXL? Does every person attending get size 4X pants, because if they do, I'm in. I will go. Not to hear those country bumpkins and their mediocre music.
They didn't get canceled. I thought they were supposed to get shamed away from PNC Park. Did that not happen?
No, they added Joy Behar as an opening act.
And Jalen Rose is going to be the MC?
Yeah. I get why people are mad. I don't get why they're not mad at everything that's exactly the same. But then again, I know why, so no point talking about it.
Well, Adam, if you could bet, and I don't think you can. I don't think the Fox Bet app will allow you to do this. But if you could bet a four-game parlay, 4-for-4 Brewers in a sweep, would you? Because I would. They're coming in. They've won 8 in a row. They're the hottest team in baseball. They're the second-best road team in the National League. They got down 7-0 to the Cubs in the first inning yesterday, and they won 15-7. They're averaging 7.8 runs per game over their last 8 games, and the over-under right now is 8 by themselves. They could score 10 a night against the Pirates.
They could, and they probably will. The sad thing for the Brewers and for everyone who's excited about big and rich, the few and far between they might be, I don't know if this game tonight's going to get played. Like, it's almost comical that, okay, we've been leading up to this reopening night, and there's like 100% chance at thunderstorms all freaking day long. It should be Noah's Ark Day at PNC Park.
Yeah, I don't know if you can bet on weather on the Fox Bet app, but that's usually a good bet to go when it's a big day at PNC Park. Bet against the weather being good. Mark, are you feeling emboldened about your underpick for the Steelers at 8.5 for this season?
Oh, I feel better than ever. In fact, I'm going to Vegas next week to make it. So I'm very excited that the Steelers are going to stink. And I'm even more excited that I'm hoping to find 9 still, Tim. I'm hoping there's a 9 out there somewhere. But I think the Steelers will be lucky to win 7. And I think it's more likely they win 5 than they win 11. I just think they're a crap football team with an especially bad offensive line.
I'm not sure if I've ever felt better about Mark's under bet than I do today. I've been going on Mark's show on Wednesdays whenever I don't have to do the other job, but I'm not going to gripe about that here. And you lose David DeCastro, you bring in Trey Turner, and, you know, on the field, I'm not so sure that's actually going to make the Steelers worse. I think it could make them better, but I do think that the offensive line with the new coaching scheme, I think you need to have leadership. And without David DeCastro, I think they're missing one of the few leaders that this football team does have. I think this offensive line has a chance to be better in terms of the athleticism because they're younger, but I just can't see it making a huge jump this year. And I do think that the learning curve could mean that it's worse. So I actually feel better about Mark's under bet than I have at any other point.
Yeah. Well, go ahead, Mark.
I think if there was ever a team that needed to realize it's not very good, it's the Steelers. Because for a team to overachieve, they have to have confidence, but they also have to understand exactly what they are. This team doesn't understand exactly what it is and doesn't even want to. Adam talked just now about losing DeCastro's leadership. They didn't lose anything in terms of his leadership. Ben's a good leader, but that doesn't matter. Cam's a good leader, but that doesn't matter. You can't lead who won't follow. General George S. Patton himself could jump out the grave, and these punks wouldn't follow him. They think they're great, and it doesn't matter if they're not, because they have all their other distractions to further their brand. The problem with that team ain't the leadership. The problem is that nobody follows the leaders. They don't see DeCastro and Ben and Cam as leaders. They see the cool kids in the room as the leaders. They see AB Jr. and AB Jr. Jr. as the leaders. And the young Steeler players, they don't want to emulate Cam Hayward. They want to emulate the cool kids in the room. And that trickles down to them not understanding what they are. And when they suck, they'll be surprised, which means they'll suck worse. And I can't wait. Because one thing you can bet on, no matter what the odds are, because it's a sure winner. In fact, the fix is in, guys. When the Steelers suck, I am going to grease it up real good and shove it straight up Pittsburgh's backside for the entirety of the season. And to quote Bart Scott, can't wait.
Speaking of Bart Scott, Adam, did you see where he said they're closer to the Bengals in fourth than they are the Browns, the Ravens, the top of the division? Do you agree with that?
Yeah, I think that's true. I think the Browns last year, the thing that was holding them back the most was that they hadn't done it before. Well, now they've done it. Now they know that they can have success, and they have that point of reference. The Ravens, I still think, are going to be very good. They're going to have a decent defense offensively, still week in and week out. They're tough to prepare for. Come the playoffs, I think it's a little bit easier because you're pouring into that kind of prep, but it's sort of like preparing for Georgia Tech back in their heyday. It's hard week in and week out in the regular season. Yeah, I think both of those teams are surefire playoff teams. I think Cincinnati is going to be better this year than they have been. I think Joe Burrow is a sure thing star, and I think the Steelers are going to be worse than last year. Yeah, I definitely agree with that.
Mark, closing thoughts here. You got anything else you're looking at as far as lines go or anything else in general?
No, before I go to Vegas, I'm going to peruse some of the other over-unders for wins because, honestly, if they don't get what the Steelers are, maybe they don't get what a couple of the other teams are. And I agree with Bart Scott. I think the Steelers are much closer to the Bengals than they are the Ravens and Browns. I expect the Browns to be runaway winners of the division this year, by the way. Write that down. You heard it here. But another prediction I'm making besides the Steelers coming under, just as they did last year, they will lose a game to Cincinnati. I have zero doubt about that.
Yeah, I think especially now with Burrow coming back and what we saw last year, there's no reason to think that can't be the case. How about you, Adam?
Well, I will say, as it relates to the Browns, they've got a great running attack. I think their defense is going to be much improved this year. But as far as being any type of championship contender, that I don't think.
That's different, though.
It is. I think Baker Mayfield is a system quarterback. I think he's very similar to Jimmy Garoppolo. I think with the right pieces and the right scheme, he can be successful. But I think we've seen already, you know, he doesn't make all the throws. He misses gimmies. I think he gets in his own head. I think he's got a lot of what Mark has to say about the Steelers going on in his own brain, thinking he's better than he actually is, paying too much attention to outside noise. So I don't think that they're championship contenders. I do think that they will, however, win the division because I think they've got a number of other nice pieces around him. As for the Bengals beating the Steelers, they did it without Joe Burrow. Now they're going to have Joe Burrow back, presumably. I think the Bengals are a team that can win seven games. And if they do so, then they're right there around Pittsburgh Steelers territory. It wouldn't shock me in the slightest if they beat Pittsburgh, no.
And I think, Adam, getting back to what you said about the Browns, I 100% agree. I think if the Browns hadn't played the Steelers in the first round last year, they would have been out in the first round last year. I don't think they're yet a playoff-type team. Who knows if they will be. Systems quarterback can do well in the playoffs, but I don't think he has enough pieces around him for the Browns to be an impact team in the postseason. That said, winning the division title and playoff success are two absolutely different things. And I think the Steelers and Steeler fans know that better than anybody.
Yeah, I think the secondary, the young secondary players for the Browns getting into the game, getting healthy and figuring things out quickly, that could be the X factor to take them from just good enough to beat the Steelers in the playoffs to actually contending. That's the big X factor for them, like the offensive line is for the Steelers.
I'll tell you who made the best bet ever, Tim. Bobby Bonilla with that contract deferment, however you pronounce it, if you're literate. Today he gets paid $1.19 million, and that lasts till 2035, right? He's getting $30 million out of that deal instead of $6 million. That's a good bet.
Did you guys see that the Mets and Bobby Bonilla have actually come together on making Bobby Bonilla Day a day? Like they're going to actually turn it into a celebration now. Apparently the new owner and Bobby Bonilla talked, and like, this is so funny. They planned on trying to make this happen, but they couldn't pull the details together in time for this year. So their first Bobby Bonilla Day is actually going to be deferred until July 28th, which is just perfect and priceless. But they're actually going to have a Bobby Bonilla celebration day on the 28th and then on the first moving forward.
Did you know Manny Ramirez has a deal like that?
I did not know that. Is it the same? Like for how long?
Like I don't think it's as long. I think it lasts till 2026, but he's getting like 2 point something. At one point, Bronson Arroyo had a deal like that with the Red Sox. If I'm the Red Sox, I'm going to Bronson Arroyo. Look, we're just not paying you. we'll see you in court. Let's not be stupid. And I'm told Ichiro and Ken Griffey Jr. are still being paid too.
Wow. Now, how is Ichiro being paid? Is Ichiro even here anymore? Is he like back in Japan at this point?
I think he's back. I think he played Japan briefly after Seattle days.
Well, you can't bet on Ichiro on the Fox Bet app, but you can bet on everything else. So do it. Download the app. Get it today. Mark and I will be back with Pursuit next week. Adam, thanks for filling in.
Yeah, it's been wonderful.
And we'll do it again.
It really has.
It really, it's been one of the best ever. This is the Fox Bet You Make the Call podcast.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.